This episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks is brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. The Mason Jar is the official Gamecock bar for the New York City area. Fans and alumni of USC can come by the jar for some great barbecue, cold drinks, and of course, to watch the Gamecocks in any sport, all while surrounded by South Carolina memorabilia. If you want to get a slice of game day in Columbia all while in the Big Apple, head to the Mason Jar on East 30th Street. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 91 of Cox Talking Gamecocks, brought to you by the Mason Jar, New York City. I am your host, Tim Cox, and I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And waking up today on this lovely Sunday morning here, can almost hear the collective sigh of relief from Gamecock Nation, can just feel the collective weight that has been lifted off of our shoulders after the fun night that was last night, getting off the schneid. Gamecock football gets a W, gets back to 500, can't even speak, still shaking off the celebration, I guess, but no, it's all good. It was a fun night. I'm feeling good. Gamecock Nation, it was a great showing. The fans were out in full force and everything like that. I had a fun night watching at the Mason Jar. It was packed, but before I get too deep into that, I want to do a quick weekend recap for y'all here and then dive into my post-game coverage here. So from around USC Athletics, you have Friday, equestrian. Yeah, we're talking equestrian here. We talk all sports on the Cox Talking Gamecocks podcast. Equestrian beat Delaware State 14-6. And then equestrian on Friday also beat Minnesota Crookston 13-3. I'm going to be totally honest with y'all. I don't know how the scoring works in equestrian, but those seem like two butt kickings. This seems like we kicked ass this Friday in equestrian, so way to go. And then swimming and diving results from Friday. The women won 24-88, and the men lost 140-158. Again, not sure how the scoring works, but the women really kicked ass there too, so good job. Which brings us to Saturday. The men's soccer team beat Georgia State 1-0. Way to go, guys. And women's volleyball, unfortunately, fell to Florida 1-3. That's all right, girls. You will get them next time. So a busy weekend from around USC Athletics. A lot of W's. Things we love to see. But the biggest W coming out of Williams-Brice Saturday night. South Carolina beats Charlotte 56-20. And I've already talked about it, but man, we needed that one, didn't we? Just a nice palate cleanser at home, at night. The light show was rocking. The crowd was there. The team announced it was a sellout crowd. Gamecock Walk was popping off. I don't know if y'all saw the video that the team posted, but Beamer was walking and some kid was like kind of got his attention there, and he had a broken leg and Beamer signed his cast. Just incredible. College football is the best, but this is exactly what we needed. It had been a rough couple of weeks for the football team. Losses, injuries, just kind of a weird vibe around the team. I think the general feeling was that it felt like we weren't playing to our potential, maybe not as competitive as a lot of us would have liked, and we needed this. We all talked about it before the game that this was a get-right game. This was a game that was coming at the perfect time, and it really did. I mean, it was a fun night. It had its moments. It was a very Carolina first half, but it was exactly what we needed to get right. I loved what I saw from the team, and don't look now, but the Cox are at 500 with another good game on the horizon. And look, winning cures all, man. I put my crow to the game. Last episode is just win, baby. And that's what we got done. Put up a 50 burger, too. 56 points. How about that? We scored almost at will. Was a good time. So let's dive into what I liked and what I didn't like overall for the team. I mean, what's there not to like, right? Like I just said, it was exactly what this team needed. I liked the energy that they came out with. I liked the fight that they showed. This game was going to tell us a lot about the mental makeup of the state of the locker room, essentially. It could have been easy for this team to come out flat. We've seen Carolina teams in the past, not with Beamer, but we've seen Carolina teams come into a game that you really should handle your business, but it's after a tough loss, and we've seen a team beat us twice. That was not the case. I liked the coaching. I liked everything, really, truly. There really wasn't anything that I did not like just from an overall team perspective. Looking at the offense, got that running game going. Oh my goodness gracious, Marshawn Lloyd with 15 carries for 169 yards and 3 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? 169 yards? I put the bar at 70 before this game. I just wanted someone to hit 70, and Marshawn Lloyd looked like the player we had been hoping to see. I was so happy for him. It was really cool that right out of the gates, you saw that Marcus Satterfield said, you know what? We have the athletes. We have the size. We should be able to run over these guys, and that's what we're going to do. Charlotte does not have a good defense, and we really imposed our will on the offensive side of the ball from the start, just being more physical. The running game was going. Offensive line looked great. We just bullied them. I mean, that opening drive, I think it was like 5 or 6 runs in a row. It was incredible. And that felt so good to see because that is something that has eluded us. So I really liked getting into a good rhythm. Spencer had a night stay, like nothing crazy. 187 yards, 17 completions or 23 attempts. This offense looked good. And I think this could be the formula where it's not this trying to hit the home run every time. It's almost a West Coast. You saw a lot of quick passes, some bubble screens, but relying on that run game. And the question is, can you keep it going, right? That's always the question with this offense, especially under Satterfield. But what we saw last night, or Saturday night rather, was exactly the formula for keeping it going. And shout out Jalen Brooks. I mean, he had 3 receptions for 67 yards, and he looked good. You know, and his story is something really cool. I think it's a testament to Shane Beamer and a testament to this staff that they stuck with him. They incorporated him more in the offense in some different ways, asking him to do less, but still being an impact player. Amazing. Really, really cool night. And what I didn't like on the offensive side of the ball was like earlier on in the game, and it happened a couple of times, but getting not even just the red zone, but like within the 5-yard line and not being able to punch it in. That opening drive in particular, it's like 70-something yards. We were cruising, and then you got stopped on like the 2-yard line. So you ended up settling for 3. You know, that was a tough one to stomach, but, you know, at the end of the day, it worked out. But that is something where you need to be able to punch it in when you're that close. And it almost like we got a little too cute with it at times. So you got to just stick to what you know. Give it to your big backs and punch it in there. That is something that I would have liked to see more of, and something that you got to make sure you can do, especially when you're going against some bigger competition here. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, what I liked was what I loved was the second half adjustment that Clayton White made. I mean, we only gave up 6 points in the whole second half. It was really, really cool to see. And also the turnovers, just incredible. Finally, thank you, football gods, for giving the Gamecocks some freaking turnovers. That was so cool to see. You saw different guys get it. Cam Smith got on the action. I think DQ Smith started it off. It was finally getting that weight off our back. And you saw the energy. That was what I was talking about before this game, where can we get a turnover to give this defense an edge? Can they get a little swag back? And turnovers come in bunches, and we got a bunch of them. I think it was three total, but that was exactly what this team needed to do. Say, hey, look, we need to be able to help our offense, but we need to prove it to ourselves that we can get the ball. And now that they've seen it, they've done it, maybe a little muscle memory, that you can carry that into next games. You can't expect a turnover every game, but you need to be able to believe that you can do so. And Clayton White needs to be able to look his guys in the face and say, in a big moment, you got to get the ball here. And that's exactly what these guys did, and now they have the belief and they've seen what they can do. What I didn't like on the defensive side of the ball was early on, Charlotte was moving pretty easily. They kind of had their way with us in the first half. They scored 14. They scored on their first drive, took the lead, and it was largely through the air, which I understand you're down a couple of starting defensive players, key guys, but that was not good to see. And it's tough with the injuries, so I try not to look too much into it, but it didn't look good, right? And Charlotte's quarterback, we talked about him in the pregame episode, was he's like a six-year guy. He is their offense, school leader in yards, touchdowns, etc. But he was cutting us up, man. They were afraid to run at us. I mean, they had a couple of runs, but you could tell that our front seven were just bigger and they were trying to stay away from us. You got to find a way to tighten that up with the pass defense. Hopefully we can be fully healthy next week. Cam Smith was out there. He looked great, but you got to get Marcellus Dial back, David Spaulding. These are guys who you need. They're contributors. Depth was an issue. It was a question going into the season in the backfield, and you're kind of seeing that at play. Now, the other side of the coin is that these guys are getting experience. Some of the younger guys are getting that key playing time for their development, et cetera, et cetera. I'd rather be fully healthy, but in a game like this, we were able to get away with it. But again, the adjustments that Clayton White made were incredible. And I think a key moment in the game was late in the first half. Charlotte had the ball, and we got a stop. It was the interception that got reversed. It turned out that it was not a interception. But then we stopped them anyway. And then we go down, and we scored right before the half. It was a field goal. Put it up to 6 points. And then Charlotte got the ball at the half, and we stopped them. So it was two big drives where Charlotte was moving the ball well early in the game. And then right before the half, we said no. And then right out of the half, we stopped them again. And that changed the momentum right there. And then the floodgates opened for everything with the scoring and with the turnover. So that was a key moment in the game for me. So overall for this game, there was a lot to like. Of course, there's things that we would all like to change, right? You gave up 20. You gave up the couple of passing touchdowns early on. You got to tighten that up. Yes, you want to score when you're down there. Yes, there was a couple of penalties where you were like, oh my gosh, but they're not perfect. This team is not perfect. I think that's evident. I think we could have scored 1,000 points and we could all find something that there's, you know, nitpicking. But this is exactly what this team did, or needed to do, rather. And when you're heavily favored in a game like this, you have to take care of business. That's the sign of a good team. The teams that struggle at home against these group of five teams, yes, sometimes it happens, but there are moments where you have to say, you got to get a win here. This is your chance. It's kind of a gimme. You got to take advantage of it. And that's what we did. So I credit Beamer and staff 1,000% for getting the team in the right place mentally. I don't think anyone was in a bad place. I don't think there was any guys who were giving up. I just think it was a wacky start to the year. This game came at the perfect time. Also, shout out Josh Van, my man. returning the punt. that was a great time. But whatever. but overall, it was a great game. Was real proud of this team. This is exactly what we needed to do. And the question is, can you keep the momentum up? You got a great opportunity looking ahead at next Saturday against SC State to get to a winning record. And we're going to see what this team is made of, right? You got some mojo back. You got some groove. You got some momentum, positive vibes in that locker room. Can you keep it up? I think Spencer needs to build on this performance. He didn't have to do it all. He made some nice plays, some nice throws down the sideline, but he didn't need to go for the home run. He didn't need to be the hero. Marshawn Lloyd handled his business. I think we need to play good complementary football, and that's how this team is going to succeed moving forward. It was a great game. So proud of these guys. Gamecock Nation is behind this team 100%. I believe in Shane Beamer. I believe in what this team is doing, and it's going to be a fun ride, and let's keep this momentum up into next weekend, and we'll see how it goes. Which brings me to my six-pack of picks, and then we will wrap things up here. Six-pack of picks kicked ass. We almost went for the sweep, but Michigan State had to come up just short, and you know that's why they call it gambling and not winning, my friends. But around college football, what a day. You know, Michigan was in a close one. Our enemies in the upstate, oh my God, they are the luckiest team I've ever seen. They got so close with Wake. And then Texas is not back. In fact, a lot of people, including myself, thought that they might have had this thing figured out. They go to Lubbock in Texas Tech, and they go down. It was a wild day. Texas A&M, they had a crazy win. Oregon with a squeaker. How about Auburn and Mizzou? We're doing a whole college football around the world right now segment. Mizzou literally wanted to give that game away. It was something else. I don't know. But it was a wild and wacky Saturday around college football. But all that matters is that our Gamecocks came out on top. And we look ahead to SC State. And with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. A nice, quick, and easy post-game wrap-up. Good vibes in Gamecock country. I'm very excited for this team. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox, Gamecocks, just my last name, and then Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever you listen it to. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.